November 2nd, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. Just some raw reflection about technology integration based upon some conversations and meetings and things like that. A lot of times I hear in districts that I've been involved with, either through conferencing or wherever, what technologies do we need? A lot of people start from there with the question, and then that brings up many things for many people. Fear of technology, time to learn new technology, not having the adequate technology, adequate being a very large generalization of what would you really need, or what can you afford, or whatever that means, adequate technology, or working technology, things like that. But again, and I've talked about this all the time, I think it needs to start with purpose. And perhaps the conversation actually needs to start with, don't even talk about technology. Talk about purpose. What do we want to be doing as teachers or for our students in the curriculum? So I'm just thinking about communication right now. As teachers, do we want to be communicating more to the public, being more transparent? Is that something that we value? Let's just use that as an example, because people were discussing that recently with me. Or for students, do we want our students communicating, learning communication skills, becoming stronger in communication skills, and communicating their work to in a meaningful way? In other words, not just publishing for one, but for many, making real work. Once you decide if that's what you want, if that's the purpose, well, then the sky sort of is the limit. You could start and pretend that we have no quote-unquote technology. I mean, of course, we have technology. We have pens, we have pencils, we have writing in the sand. I mean, we've had technology all the time. But then say, who's our audience and how big a scope do we want this to be? And pretend we don't have any computers, and how would we do this? It might be a good way to start. Because, you know, if you thought about putting out a newsletter, the students putting out a newsletter or a newspaper or something, and you think about us 20 years ago having to run that off with copiers and things like that, I mean, it would have been doable. It would have been a lot of work, and it would have been doable. Then I think perhaps you look at the technology available and say, what would help us make this better? Either to work smarter or to work deeper and deeper. I'm trying to come up with the right word there, but deeper meaning, more meaningful, more purposeful. So if our goal is to become communicators, well, we live in a time where undoubtedly we need to be global communicators. So therefore, cranking out a newspaper to send home just to the classroom would not suffice achieving that goal. So you would want a blog or a podcast or something that's going to be going larger. Then people can start to say to themselves, hopefully, I could do it the old way and still accomplish my goals, but work harder and maybe not as deep, using that word deep, which I don't think is the right word again. Or I could take that time and invest it in a new skill in learning a new tool. And I think we still are so hung up on tools and how many there are that sometimes it does feel overwhelming for people. So, you know, that's at that point when you say, I think when the teacher identifies, this is what I want to do for myself, this is what I want to do for the students, what tools are there, then they can go and get that guidance. And hopefully that starts them on a longer path of having a professional learning network that would continue to support that type of professional development. So I'm definitely trying to fit this into the 5-minute time. I got 15 seconds left, but a lot more thinking has to be done about this for myself, and I want to articulate it. Okay, that's it.